Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on Saturday, the place to be will be Lincoln Hall, Chicago. Welcome home, Eleanor Friedberger.
I feel just as crazy as I did last night. I feel like I'll get up and go. Today I'm frozen, but tomorrow I'll write.
Eleanor Friedberger is a singer-songwriter from New York City, but she grew up right here in Oak Park. She broke on the scene as one half of the brother-sister duo Fiery Furnaces, but that was closer to a decade ago. Since 2010, Friedberger's been recording and touring as a solo act and has produced three studio albums. In 2016, she released New View and the song we just heard. He didn't mention his mother. And coming up on Friday, her fourth album will be released. It's called Rebound, and here's a track from it called Make Me a Song.
A pre-dawn song.
Eleanor Friedberger is currently doing a mini tour to support the release of the record, coming to Lincoln Hall on Saturday and coming to Reckless Records in Wicker Park for an in-store on Saturday afternoon. She's with me tonight on The Download. Eleanor, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
As I said, you grew up in Oak Park. Is it special to come back to Chicago to play places like Lincoln Hall because you grew up in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm really so lucky that my parents still live in the house that I grew up in on Oak Park Avenue, which is pretty unusual. So coming home is like, you know, walking into a museum of my childhood or something. And yeah, no, I mean, it's really cool that I get to drive along North Avenue until I can't drive any further. And then, you know, come back home after the show and park in the alley and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty great.
Can we chart your musical evolution from your days in Oak Park with Fiery Furnaces and your brother? Music is a family affair. What do you keep with you from your experience growing up in that area?
Well, my grandmother was the choir director of Assumption Church on the west side, mm-hmm. which is right off of 290. It's a Greek Orthodox church. So I grew up kind of watching and listening to her singing. And I was also, I don't want to give too much notice to other radio stations, but I grew up like loving the oldies, and I listened to Magic 104, mm-hmm. and then
that's okay. It's not around anymore, so that's okay.
105.9, you know, that was,
yeah, right.
I was, you know, like really a child of that kind of like strict, regimented radio that, you know, turned me on to so much great music. But, and I also, most importantly, lived a walking distance from a place called Secondhand Tunes in Oak Park, where you could go down and buy like every great record for a dollar, you know, when I was a kid. And that was, you know, I was really lucky for that.
Well, the new album's out coming up here on Friday. It's called Rebound. And as you mentioned, just with your grandmother, with the choir at the church, Greece plays a big part. Mm-hmm. I was reading about your trip to Greece and how it inspired you for this record. Talk about how the club Rebound and all the story that helped inspire this record that we're about to hear.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in Greece, more like on beach holidays with my family over the past 20 years. And I'd never spent much time in Athens, only for a day or two. And I was really curious about what it was like as a place to live. And one of my favorite things is like just getting to know a city and walking around for hours and feeling like I live there. And usually on tour, you know, you only get a day or two to do that. So I was excited to really like immerse myself in that city, especially after the election. And, you know, since I moved to upstate New York, I've tried to get away for parts of the winter. So I did that. And Athens for me is just, and Greece in general, is such a special place because it has this perfect mix of like foreign and familiar. I can kind of pass for being Greek. If I say a few words, I can pull off the accent and I look vaguely Greek, but then, you know, then immediately I get busted for not actually knowing how to speak. And, you know, like it's always really interesting to be in a place where the alphabet is different, so you can't immediately read a sign. It's really disorienting. So it's a great place to try and be creative when you have this kind of blend of, you know, something that's very familiar and something that's very foreign. I like that uneasiness. Yeah. It's not for everybody, but for me, it's just like a great way to.
Was the intention going to Athens? Was the intention to be inspired to create, to work on new music?
It was. Yeah, I thought I'd go there and write all the songs. Instead, I, you know, went out a lot and kind of formed a new band with all these Greek musicians. And I ended up spending more time playing with these new musicians than I did writing. But it was the perfect sort of like breeding ground to then come back home and sit down and really get to work.
Talk about what's different about this record as the pre-press is out on it and the some of the stuff is released on iTunes and you can hear it. There's a different sound that's kind of percolating, if you will, from the albums that even some of the stuff we heard in the intro. Talk about the evolution of your first three albums to what we're going to hear with Rebound.
Yeah, I was the last album, especially, and I was kind of on this path to figure out what it was like to be a singer-songwriter in this like 1970s tradition of music that I love and that I grew up listening to. And I feel like the last album, I kind of like reached the pinnacle of that and did the best job of that version of me that I could do. You know, I recorded an album with the guys I'd been touring with. We recorded in like a homemade studio in a barn in upstate New York, live to tape. It's very warm and organic sounding. It sounds like five people in a room playing music together. And so for this, you know, I felt like I can't do that any better. And so my reaction to that was, what's the opposite? What can I do that's completely the opposite of that? And my answer to that was doing something almost entirely alone and using all, you know, artificial sounds, including drum machines and synthesizers and recording guitar straight, you know, with the direct input and not using any warm, lovely amplifiers or anything. I wanted something that sounded very kind of harsh and had a sense of kind of alienation, and to quote one of my songs, just kind of sounded like it was nowhere and not coming from a specific place.
Was that difficult for you as a musician? Because you've worked with a lot of collaborators. You even mentioned the touring band for the last album, and mm-hmm. you worked with, even when you were in Greece, you adopted a new band. Was it a challenge to essentially embark on this project by yourself?
It was scary, but also fun. You know, I wrote the songs and I recorded all these demos at home alone. And I spent, you know, a few months like really doing the kinds of things I would never do in front of somebody else. Like try to write a lead guitar line and record it and spend, you know, I could spend 4 hours doing that. It was so much fun. That was fun to give myself the time to do that where I would never give my, like, have the luxury of doing that in a recording studio, or I would never torture someone to have to listen to me trying to, like, you know, play the same guitar thing, you know, over and over again until I got it right. But so it was difficult, but it was also really fun. And I'm so glad that I forced myself to do that. And after I finished making the demos, I just kind of sat on it for a while. I didn't play them for anybody. Mm-hmm. Until I felt like, you know, until I was ready to share them, because I felt like I'd made the album and I was satisfied with that.
I asked the follow-up question just about when you did you have shared it, and you're getting great, like I said, great reviews for the album, and everyone is very excited about the music. Well, how has that changed you in the way that you did get a chance to work by yourself? And obviously you had to confront the fears and the emotion that went into doing this scary venture. How have you grown as a musician with the fact that you had to do this project?
Like every album, as I go along, I just, you know, it's just a little bit of a confidence builder. And, you know, like I'm more excited to make the next thing because I feel like I know that much more, you know, and I don't know when that will stop. You know, like each time you do something, then there's got to be more, well, like, you know, like maybe I'm not going to be able to do better the next
right.
time. But for right now, I do feel like, oh, I actually have more, whatever kind of analogy you want to use, you know,
yeah.
more tools in my toolbox. You know, I'm excited to get it, to have it be out in the world, first of all, which is only a few days now.
Yeah, so that's right. So Friday,
I want to get ahead of myself.
That's right. Friday, the album Rebound comes out. Saturday, Eleanor Friedberger will be at Lincoln Hall. She'll also be at Reckless Records in Wicker Park for an in-store on Saturday afternoon. Eleanor Friedberger, the pride of Oak Park, joining us tonight on The Download. Can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us tonight, and good luck with the album and the show this weekend.
Thank you so much.
I can see the tops of her white socks just beneath the desk.